It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, what's going on? Welcome to another exciting show here at the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. We have in the studio today with us is Scott.
Hello.
And Scott, this has been kind of a little newsworthy week here at SatelliteGuys.us. We've picked up some news that no one really else is talking about. And I think that's really the big concern is HDNet has been suing DirecTV. You want to give details on that a little bit more, Scott?
Well, yeah, I broke the news. It's not even at Satellite Guys because we were talking about it at Satellite Guys for a couple days. But Multichannel News, I wrote about it there, and then the rest of the industry seemed to pick up on it finally. Multichannel actually ran a special report about it afterwards, and then the other news media picked up on it the day after that. So I'm glad we got the word out there. HDNet is suing DirecTV because DirecTV is removing it from the base access package and moving it into the extra package, which is an additional $4.99 a month. And as seen by the documents that we have online, that's a violation of the contract that HDNet has with DirecTV. Now, there's always two sides of the story, and we've only seen what HDNet has shown us. But what they have there looks like clear-cut black-and-white material for me.
Yeah, I agree with you, Scott. And from what I've read in HDNet's filing on the internet with the Texas, I think it was the Dallas County Court. Basically, from what I've read, it's pretty black and white. DirecTV's moved HDNet, and it specifically says in the contract that it has to be in the lowest tier of the offerings for high-def customers.
Yeah, and this clearly is not it, especially when you're paying $9.99 for HD access, which includes the 50 or so channels that they have, and then they take these other five channels and they throw them in another package where it's $4.95 a month, $4.99 a month, and it's 50% more for just five more channels. And it's, the strange thing here is that they're trying to pick out the channels which do not have a standard definition version of them, yet they cover what used to be known as Discovery HD Theater. Now they just call it HD Theater. That does not have a standard definition version of that channel. That's in the base package still. In addition, Food HD, while it's Food HD, it's not a simulcast of its HD version. And also the HGTV is the same way, where it's an HD channel, but it's not a simulcast of its standard definition version.
Right, and that was kind of funny because when you look at it, you know, you'll be like, hey, why aren't these other channels included in that separate tier? So it's kind of funny how that is working out. And hopefully HDNet can realize that and use that to their advantage within the court system.
And people are wondering why the other channels like Universal HD are not suing DirecTV over it. And they're saying, you know, Mark Cuban's being basically a bastard for suing DirecTV instead of trying to work through this. And the reason why that Universal HD is not suing DirecTV is because Universal HD right now is in a flux again. They're still trying to figure out who they are and their identity. And, you know, not too many people are going to miss them when they move to the $4.99 package. They're doing a bunch of retooling there. In fact, I'm hearing that sometime next year, Universal HD will just be all Universal movies instead of what it was supposed to be, which was the best of the programming from the NBC Universal lineup, which included Bravo HD, you got USA Network, you had Sci-Fi Channel, but since those channels all now have their own separate HD counterparts, Universal HD is going to change its role, and it's eventually going to become a Universal Movies type of setup.
What I don't understand is, why is DirecTV suddenly moving these packages into the lower package or their own separate tier when they've always said that all these new HD editions cost them really nothing to add? And all of a sudden, overnight, it's like they're kind of changing their story.
Well, eventually, what's happening here is they need to raise the price on the HD package. And they figure that if they offer people quality content, such as HDNet, HDNet Movies, Smithsonian HD, MGM HD and Universal HD, that people are going to want to fork out the extra $5 a month for the package. But what they should really do, instead of, you know, the CEO going and saying, oh, we're not going to raise the price of our HD package, they should have just had them say, yeah, we're going to raise it $5 more a month for $14.95, and it's still $5 a month cheaper than Dish Network. That would have been the right thing for them to do.
Right, and that would have been an easy way to spin everything around and make it look like they're adding all this value content along with cheaper prices.
Yeah, because it's still at $14.95, it's a better value than the Dish Network HD package. So one of the things that I'd like to see there done is either if they do go ahead and put HDNet, HDNet Movies in the higher tier package, is grandfather everybody who currently has HDNet and HDNet Movies so they get that. If they can't, then just do the right thing and raise the price of the package to $14.95 for everybody. And speaking of DirecTV, and this is something I'm working on now, and pricing, I'm hearing some rumors we're going to be having some price increases coming from DirecTV. On Friday, I've got in my email box, I got four separate letters that are going out to DirecTV commercial customers. And in these letters is explaining that the price of the commercial packages are going up because of ESPN and a couple other channels. So what I'm expecting is that pretty soon you'll be seeing a letter going to the consumers saying, hey, buddy, guess what? Merry Christmas, your bill's going up.
Right, and it seems like every February of every year, this is about it's a season of price increases. And really, it's not too surprising with the way the economy's been lately, the housing market being a slump, and prices are just generally going up everywhere, so it's not quite too big of a surprise that your cable TV bill would go up too.
Yeah, and these documents that I'm talking about, I'm actually going to put them on Satellite Guys sometime Monday so that everybody can see them, but history has shown when they raise the commercial rates, the consumer rates have followed very shortly after.
Speaking of Monday, this week is going to be a pretty busy week for us here at Satellite Guys. As Monday, there is another edition of the Tech Chat with Dish Network on Channel 101. I don't remember what time that is. Sometime
that would
Monday
be
night.
9 p.m. Eastern for that. And it should be an interesting chat. It looks like they're going to tell people how they can beta test remote timers on the 622 and 722. Basically, the way it's going to work is you're going to go to dishonline.com, you're going to click on the beta test button there, and you're going to enter a special password that they're going to give you tomorrow night. They're calling it a token. You got to enter that token on the website tomorrow, and then you'll be able to program your 622 and 722 over the internet using any web browser. I won't say using any web browser because I was screwing around with it, and it seems to only work with IE, which is kind of poor if you ask me. They should be supporting all the browsers. I prefer Firefox as of late, and I've also been using Safari a lot as well. Both of them are speedy. They have a lot of ad block technologies in them, and for Dish Network not to support those browsers, they're doing a disservice, especially since they're supposed to be a technology company.
Right, it's kind of funny that they're not supporting Firefox, because that seems to be the alternative to Internet Explorer that everybody uses. I know I certainly use it, because Internet Explorer just causes things to crash and run slow, especially in a Windows Vista environment.
Yep, and one thing I want to point out about this special tech chat, besides having a chat at Satellite Guys where you can come into the chat room and chat with us, we're going to be giving away some prizes, and we're going to be talking about our holiday party. But in addition, if there's anything really interesting on the tech chat, me and Bob are going to do a special recap of the tech chat and give you all the goodies that you may have missed that could be a special edition of the Satellite Guys podcast.
Right, and it really all depends on what news Dish Network decides to break to us through the tech chat.
In other words, if there's nothing major, don't expect a special podcast, but if they do give this little secret password out, I think that may be worth spreading around so people can start doing that. And another thing I wanted to talk about, which did not really get as much attention as I expected, is Dish Network filing with the FCC to split the company into two. And I'm really surprised because I wrote about it at Multichannel, and I expected a lot more news outlets to pick up on it. And so far, nobody has picked up on it at all. The thing that makes it really interesting is that something is really, really, really brewing at Dish Network, because they asked the FCC to speed up their decision process on this and issue them a decision before December 15th.
Right, and that's kind of funny because, you know, last week you were saying that maybe DirecTV was in the mix of all this. Maybe the what AT&T threw out there with DirecTV or what people were thinking was maybe it was just a ploy to kind of deter everybody away from Dish Network.
Yeah, you never know what's going on there. I mean, if you're a CEO of a company such as AT&T, I mean, you got to look at both sides of the fence. But the filing is available online from the FCC website and also available at Satellite Guys. It was really, really interesting reading. And why are they splitting up the company like they are? Why isn't 61.5 part of the split up? What are they planning on doing with 61.5? There's a lot of unanswered questions there, and it's really, really interesting, and I'm really, really surprised that no other news source has picked up on what I consider this major news that EchoStar is going to split Dish Network off into the EchoStar Holding Corporation.
All right, now, I got a crystal ball here. This is a magic crystal ball that absolutely has no anything to it. This is what I think. I think what's going to happen is AT&T will sell off eventually EchoStar or the Dish Network portion to and buy that. And EchoStar will start off with their own MPEG-4 service. Initially, it'll be available to cable customers only using the 85 and the 61.5, and then they might switch over to a new third satellite company and try to rule over the world again.
Yeah, in addition, EchoStar is supposedly launching a new satellite service. I believe it's in Japan or China, where they're going to offer 40 HD channels in MPEG-4. So they're going to continue being a DBS operator no matter whether AT&T buys them out or not. So a lot of interesting things going on at Dish. You know, people inside Dish Network who were singing the song saying AT&T is going to buy us have told me after I, you know, published this information from the FCC, have started saying that Dish wants to showcase its technological achievements. And that's the main reason they're separating the companies, because they have a bunch of things coming out in the near future, technology-wise, that they want to get noted and notoriety for. So is that what's happening, or is Charlie setting up for sale? You never know, because Charlie's that poker player, and you never know what he's got until he flips the cards over.
Yeah, and it's really amazing how good of a poker player Charlie's been. Especially the last time he played poker, he flipped out with his cards with a voom. So,
yep, that was a good poker playing there by Charlie. And again, he's not going to say AT&T's not interested in this, not going to buy us. He's not going to say AT&T is going to buy us. He's going to let the market just continue to wonder what's really going on, because what that really does is it keeps the stock price going up and up and up as more people speculate about what's happening in his company.
And we'll see. Charlie will ultimately get what he wants, and we'll see maybe here by Christmas. So we'll get an early Christmas present from Dish, and we'll find out exactly what's going on.
Well, we should find out by Christmas, because why else would they want this to be expedient, you know, the FCC to come back with a decision on or before December 15th. That's really the key point in all this. What's going on December 15th that Dish really needs this decision from the FCC by then?
So what makes me really wonder is if they're trying to get everything prepared now around December 15th for maybe a consumer electronics show announcement or something?
It's quite possible. There's a lot of things going on, you know, there. It's really hard to say what Charlie has up his sleeve. You know, we're going to keep digging here at Satellite Guys to try finding out what's going on. But he's got some tight seals on the door right now, and it's kind of hard for me to pick the locks, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. All right, Scott. Well, we're going to take a real quick break. Right after these messages, we'll be back with the SatelliteGuys.us podcast.
You could be a part of our next Satellite Guys podcast. We want to hear from you. Dial 815-907-5558 and leave a message. And if we like what we hear, you could be a part of our next Satellite Guys podcast.
Speaking of Tuesday and the Consumer Electronics Show, Tuesday we're going to be heading to New York for a little bit of CES coverage.
Yeah, on Tuesday, we're heading to New York City. There'll be a group of Satellite Guys staff, and we'll be meeting with Dish Network, and we'll also be meeting with some folks from Sling Media, the people that bring you to Slingbox, which is a company that's currently about to be purchased by Dish Network, EchoStar, and we'll be seeing those guys there. And we'll also be seeing some new technologies. I've got some preview kits, which are embargoed at the moment, but I will say they got some neat-looking remote control units, not from Dish Network, but from other companies, including a remote control that you can wear like a bracelet, so that way you never lose your remote control. Looking forward to it. Again, we're going to be in New York City, and we're going to have a bunch of staff there, and it's going to be a nice time, and hopefully we can bring you a lot of information back from it.
Right. And also, we got a lot of programming happening. We got a lot of upcoming shows that may be losing their seasons with the writer's strike that's currently going on over in Los Angeles and New York.
Yeah, what's interesting is, you know, we're going to be on Broadway on Tuesday, and, you know, Broadway's on strike as well, so it's going to be kind of interesting walking down the streets with everybody picketing out there.
Right, and I kind of side with the writers as well, as you could tell everybody, like Jay Leno, the cast of Grey's Anatomy, the cast of Lost has been out on the picketing lines. I kind of side with the writers. Just give them what they want, and let's get back to producing TV shows.
Look, they're selling individual episodes online for $3 or $4 a piece. They're selling DVDs, you know, the entire season for $29. And what do the writers get out of that? They don't get anything. And they deserve to get paid for their work.
Right.
I'm really amazed when I go into stores and I see last season's, you know, episode, every single episode of my favorite TV show already available on DVD when they haven't even gone into reruns yet.
No, that's true.
Remember the old days when you used to get excited when it's fall and your local independent station used to get these shows that used to be your favorite and you wanted to see them over again? That doesn't happen no more.
Right.
I think the last show that really happened with was Seinfeld. And since then, there really hasn't been no major shows moved into syndication where you want to sit down and watch the syndicated show to see your favorite show again.
And I remember back in the old days when I was a teenager, I was always wanting to watch Cheers or Married with Children.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the big shows back in the 80s that I'd love to see Al Bundy and Peg, you know?
Yeah, but why watch an independent station now when you can go down to your local Walmart and purchase the entire season for $25?
Not only that, you can go nowadays. You can go to Netflix and get the rental for whatever how much it costs a month, and you could view the rental now.
Mm-hmm. So I definitely side with the writers, and hopefully they'll be back soon. I know they've already postponed 24. All the talk shows are off the air. David Letterman and all those guys are currently off. But let's get them back to work. Let's get them the money they want and that they deserve, because, you know, TV won't go on without them. And if something don't happen soon, we're going to be seeing Howie Mandel on every night, you know, playing the game shows, because they don't need no writers for it. And I don't think the public wants to see Howie Mandel every night.
Right. I think reality TV has kind of become something that the public's tired with. And, you know, they might move the prices right with Drew Carey from 10 a.m. here and the central time zone to maybe 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. at night.
Yeah, well, hopefully not, because I hate to say it, but Drew Carey is no Bob Barker. I don't know if you've seen the new episode yet, but he's really, he doesn't fit the job. Most of the contestants actually walk all over him. They scream, they jump, they yell, they run across the stage back and forth. They don't have the he does not have the control that Bob Barker did with the studio audience, and it's kind of obvious.
It's kind of, well, everybody has high expectations for that position. When you have a person like Bob Barker, who's been doing it for 40, 50 years, it's kind of amazing that, you know, that people get a certain expectation because that's the way they've used to seeing it.
He just doesn't have that kind of excitement or charisma that Bob Barker did. Bob Barker could take $199 step stool and make it look like it's $1 million prize that somebody's winning. And Drew Carey just kind of laughs when they spin something around on the board that's a piece of crap. And it just doesn't have that same feeling.
All right, I think that's going to wrap it up for tonight's show there, Scott.
Yeah, it was a good show. We didn't have much news, but the news we had was decent.
Go ahead and vote for us here on Podcast Alley. We're moving up like gangbusters.
Yes, Podcast Alley, cast your votes. We're currently, I think, at number 63 out of all the technology podcasts, but we want to keep going up, so keep your votes coming in, please, please, please.
Not only do you move us up in Podcast Alley, but you move us up in iTunes, too.
Excellent. And iTunes, I don't know, iTunes is doing great for us. The popularity meter is off the charts, and we got to thank you guys for listening.
Not only that, this is being taped on Sunday. It's Veterans Day, so happy Veterans Day to everybody out there.
Yep, and thanks to the veterans who do everything they do for our country. And remember those who haven't come home.
All right, and remember September 11th, and thank you, and we'll catch you all later.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.